Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prasenam Sahayan Hatva Manim Achchedya Keshari Girim Vishan Jambavata Nihato Manim Ichchata Prasenam Sahayam Hatva Mani Machchidya Keshari Girim Vishan Jambavata Nihato Mani Michchata Prasenam Sahayam Hatva Mani Machchidya Keshari Girim Vishan Jambavata Nihato Manim Ichchata. Prasenam Sahayam Hatva Machchidya Keshari Keshari Kirim Visham Chambhavata Prasenam Sahayam Hatva Manimas Chidya Keshari Kirim Visham Chambhavata Niyato Manimichchata Prasenam, prasena, sa, along with, hayam, his horse, hatva, killing, manim, the jewel, achchidya, seizing, keshari, a lion, girim, a cave in, a mountain, vishan, entering, Jambavata by Jambavan, the king of the bears. Nihata, killed. Manim, the jewel. Ichchata, who wanted. A lion killed Prasena and his horse and took the jewel. But when the lion entered a mountain cave, he was killed by Jambavan, who wanted the jewel. Om Akarnatimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shrayan Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Simto Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Potitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prasenam Sahyam Hatva Manim Achchidya Keshari Girim Vishan Jambavata Nihato Manim Ichchata. This Jambavan was a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra and was associated with Lord Ramchandra in his pastimes. He's also known as Riksharaj, King of the Bears. When the artists were illustrating this section of Krishna book, they asked Srila Prabhupada about Jambavan. Is he a bear? Prabhupada said he's certainly not a bear because his daughter married Krishna. But he's very stout and strong like a bear. Prabhupada said, like the Negroes in your country. You know, very strong, strongly built. That was Prabhupada's comment. So the lion killed Prasena, entered the cave, and then Riksharaj Jambavan killed the lion. So Pichakre Kumarasya Manim Kridanakam Bile Apashan Prataram Prata Satrajit Paryatapyata. Within the cave, Jambavan let his young son have the Shamantak jewel as a toy to play with. Meanwhile, Satrajit, not seeing his brother return, became deeply troubled. So this great jewel that Satrajit was worshipping and made a big temple for and all of that, Jambavan took and threw to his son to use as a toy. Praya Krishnena Nihato Mani Grivo Vanam Gataha Prata Mameti Tach Trutva Karne Karne Japan Janaha. He said, Krishna probably killed my brother, who went to the forest wearing the jewel on his neck. The general populace heard this accusation and began whispering it in one another's ears. So this is called rumor mongering. The praya. Praya means probably, speculating, most likely, the evidence indicates, we've heard. These things go on. Any sensible person could understand that. All these sort of speculative phrases. And then it goes from ear to ear, and prayena gets edited out, probably gets edited out, and it becomes like almost a sure thing. And it gets immediately 800 likes. Karne, karne. It goes from ear to ear. this is the nature of rumors, that they have the capability to spread very quickly. Yes. Praya Krishnena Nihato Mani Griva Vanam Gataha. Probably Krishna killed my brother. So these things go on. This is called Prajalpa. What is that? Atyahara Priyashascha Prajalpan. Okay, Prajalpa Niyamagraha. One of the unwanted things, the obstacles to devotional service, is Prajalpa. Prajalpa means useless talk. It's also called Gramya Katha, village talk, the kind of things that people at the well talk about. You know, ladies are filling their kumbhas and saying, did you hear about this? Did you hear about that? Or the men are similarly talking about this and that and speculating. So this is Gramya Katha, village talk, or Prajalpa, idle gossip. And people love it. That's why you get publications that are full of rumors of this Bollywood star and that Bollywood star, and this one did this and that one did that, and this one was seen with that one, and this one may have broken up with that one, and blah, 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 blah. You know, what does it mean to me? It means nothing. What does it mean to anyone? It means nothing. But you get whole publications coming out weekly or daily. Some newspapers are also like that. I can think of one in Bombay that's sort of like that. It's just full of shocking news. It was summarized in, someone wrote a book. He'd worked for a leading newspaper in America called the National Enquirer, which is full of stories. And what was it? He titled his book, Alien Rapes Nun Escapes in UFO. You know, alien rapes a nun and escapes in the UFO. Yeah, something incredible, shocking, something for everyone to talk about. That's what these newspapers specialize in. And that's what, why? Because it sells. People like it. People like it. Especially unintelligent people. And especially people who have no higher topics. The higher class people read scripture, either the Bible or the Quran or Bhagavad Gita. They read something uplifting, something with some spiritual message. And people who are of the low caliber talk about Rekha rejects Rajiv and all of this kind of stuff, because they have no higher intelligence. Then among those who are supposedly devotees, some are always absorbed in hearing and chanting about Krishna, and others are engaged mainly in gossip. And they take their gossip to be very important and worth talking about, and you get long threads full of gossip. So this is called prajalpa, and it's destructive to devotional service. If we want to talk gossip, then better the gossip from Srimad Bhagavatam. Did you hear? Krishna killed Prasena, took the jewel. Okay, talk about that gossip. There's all sorts of... Yes. Gossip means idle talk. So even if we idly taught the gopis, they used to talk about Krishna. Did you hear Krishna did this? Did you hear Krishna do that? Even speculation. Is he coming back? Is he not coming back? But because the subject matter was Krishna, it's all absolute. It's all on the transcendental platform of spiritual perfection. And as soon as the topic is not Krishna, even if it's very serious discussion about something very important, it's useless. Finally, it's useless. Conferences and government meetings and UN summits and all of this. And ultimately, it doesn't address the real problems of life. So it's of only temporary value, if any. And yes, if any. Even in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, one time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was one young boy when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Puri. There was one young boy who was coming to see him. A very attractive young boy, and I think by his complexion he was reminding the Lord of Krishna and lotus eyes and everything. And Jagadananda Pandit was on the scene, and he said to the Lord, "Oh, that boy is here again." "So? No, everybody's talking about it." "What? Everybody's talking about it." "No, you must have heard." "No, everybody's talking about it. Why, that young boy is coming." "So, what's the story?" "Because his mother is a widow, and she's very young, and she's beautiful, and so you've become very affectionate to her son, so there must be some connection. Otherwise, why would you be giving so much attention to this particular boy?" Where there's smoke, there's fire. So then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instructions, "From now on, don't let that boy come. From now on, don't let that boy come." Because someone who's preaching Krishna consciousness has to be above suspicion. Prabhupada used to quote, "Caesar's wife must be above suspicion." If there's any fault in a preacher or sannyasi, everyone talks about it. Sannyasira alpachidra sarvaloke gai. If there's the small alpachidra, small fault in the character or activities of a sannyasi, everybody talks about it. Sarvaloke gai. Everyone broadcasts it. Because the sannyasis are supposed to be on the ideal platform. So if there's some discrepancy, then everyone talks about it. Ordinary man, it's expected. But on the platform of sannyasis, sadhus, if there's some discrepancy, everyone starts talking about it. Just like if there's a white cloth, if there's a small black spot, it stands out. On a black cloth, you don't even see it. On a gray cloth, you hardly see it. On a black and white cloth, you wouldn't notice it. But on a white cloth, the little black spot stands out. So if there's a small discrepancy in the activities of a sannyasi preacher, everyone starts talking about it. And therefore Lord Chaitanya gave that order. You may say, "What was that?" You know, he was a young boy and Lord Chaitanya was affectionate to him. He was giving mercy like anything. Now, shut the gate, no more mercy. Just because some people are talking. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that, teaching this principle that sannyasi's life should be above suspicion. We see so many items in the newspapers that this priest or that bishop has gotten implicated with something, something. And therefore people are suspicious. So many sadhus also, one is in jail now, I heard lately. Some big name sadhu. I think for messing around with young boys, yeah. So there's always some suspicion, and often the suspicions are justified also. People are capable of all sorts of low activities. So the sannyasi always has to keep his position, his activities in such a way that his reputation will not be damaged. Because if he wants to spread Krishna consciousness, that means building faith in people. People will have faith in his words. But if, oh, did you hear, he's mixing with this widow, and she's very young, and she's very beautiful, then people are thinking of that instead of having faith in his message of Krishna consciousness. So Caesar's wife should be above suspicion. In pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, the same thing was there, that rumors were going around, or just idle talk was going around. And on those grounds, Lord Ramchandra put aside his wife to be above suspicion. About one of the leaders of ISKCON, a GBC man in the early days, there was some rumor that came to Prabhupada's ears that this leader was taking ganja. And Prabhupada wrote to him that this rumor is there. And the devotee wrote back, no, it's not true. And Prabhupada wrote back that I'm hearing it from like three or four different sources. He said, let it not be true, because you're one of the leading members of the society. So if these things are going on, then it doesn't look very good. And in that case, it turned out to be true also. Sometimes rumors are right. Not always, but sometimes. Bhagavan's tadupashrutya duryasho liptamatmani marshtum prasena padavim anvapachyata nagarahe. When Lord Krishna heard this rumor, he wanted to remove the stain on his reputation. So he took some of Dwarka's citizens with him and set out to retrace Prasena's path. Bhagavan Stad Upashrutya, hearing this, Duryashaha, infamy, the opposite of Yasha, Liptam Atmani, smeared upon himself. Even today in English, this expression is current, to smear someone's reputation. To smear someone's reputation. Now that's possible. You start publishing how this person attacked me, how this person was seen doing this, and then his reputation is smeared. So that was there in Krishna's pastimes also. His reputation was smeared by Satrajit's rumor. And so the Lord went with some of the leading citizens, because you need some good witnesses, yeah? And set out to retrace Prasena's path. Hatam Prasenam Ashvam Cha Vikshakeshari Navane Tam Chadri Prishte Nihatam Rikshena Dadrashur Janaha. In the forest, they found Prasena and his horse, both killed by the lion. Further on, they found the lion, dead on a mountainside, slain by Riksha, Jambavan. Riksharaja balam pimam antena tamasavratam eko vishesha eko vivesha bhagavan avastapya bahi prajaha. The Lord stationed his subjects outside the terrifying pitch-dark cave of the king of the bears, and then he entered alone. Tatra drishtva mani preshtam bala kridanakam kritam hartum kritamatis tasmin avateshter bakantke. There Lord Krishna saw that the most precious of jewels had been made into a child's plaything. Determined to take it away, he approached the child. Tam apurvam naram drishtva dhatri chukrosha pitavat tachchutva bhyadravat krudho jambavan balinam vataha. The child's nurse cried out in fear upon seeing that extraordinary person standing before them. Jambavan, the strongest of the strong, heard her cries and angrily ran toward the Lord. Apurvam Naram, a person not seen before. So it can be taken, it was just somebody that she'd never seen before. What's he doing in the cave? Or the way it's translated here, an extraordinary person, Apurva. Somebody, nobody, you've never seen anyone like Krishna. He's Apurva. Sabai Bhagavata Tena Yuyudhe Swaminatmanaha Purusham Prakritam Matva Kupito Nanupavavit. Unaware of his true position and thinking him an ordinary man, Jambavan angrily began fighting with the Supreme Lord, his master. Purport. The words Purusham Prakritam Matva, thinking him a mundane person, are very significant. So-called Vedic scholars, including most Western ones, enjoy translating the word Purusham as man, even when the word refers to Lord Krishna. And thus their unauthorized translations of Vedic literature are tainted by their materialistic conceptions of the Godhead. However, here it is clearly stated that it was because Jambavan misunderstood the Lord's position that he considered him Prakrita Purusha, a mundane person. In other words, the Lord is actually Purushottama, the ultimate transcendental person. So this is the problem. What is the Avajananti Mamudha Manashim Tanumashvatam Parampava Majananto Mamabhuta Maheshana Avajananti Mamudha. The fools don't understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Manashim Tanum Ashrita. Because he appears to them like another human being. He appears to them to be. They have Padam Pavam. They don't understand his power. They don't understand his supreme nature. They're ignorant, Ajananta. Mamabhuta Maheshwara. They don't understand that he's the Supreme Controller, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they're just seeing, and seeing is imperfect. Or they're just speculating, and speculation is imperfect. I see, without trained vision, one doesn't see. Queen of England could be sitting here, and to me she looks like another old lady. Because I don't know who she is. The President of India could walk in. He looks to me like another guy. Because I don't have knowledge. Just seeing isn't going to disclose to me who he is. We see the sun to be a small ball in the air in the sky. I don't know that it's 93 million miles away, how many nuclear reactions are going on. I hear from the scientists and then I get some information. Or I hear from someone, this is the President of India, this is the Queen of England. Then I get some information. Even a child, the child hears from the mother, hot. The child is going to touch it, but the mother says, hot. On his own, he doesn't know. To him, it looks nice and red. But the mother said, hot. It's dangerous. Mudho na, mudho yam na bijan. What is that? No. Vimudha nanu pashyanti pashyanti gana chakshusha. Vimudha, the big time fools, na anupashyanti. They don't see by seeing through authorities. Anupashyanti means seeing by following. If I don't know the way, then I follow someone who knows the way. The blind man follows the person who can see. Or even a dog who can see is better off than the blind man. But rather than see through the eyes of authorities, the fool wants to see everything just by his own visual inspection or mental speculation. And therefore he remains a fool. Vimudha nanu pashyanti, pashyanti jnana chakshusha. But the person who actually sees is the person who has eyes of knowledge. Chakudandi loje janme janme prabhushe. Therefore one is indebted to the bona fide spiritual master who gives one spiritual vision through the ears. The enlightenment comes more through the ears. I see and it's an ordinary man. I hear and it's the President of India. So I have to see by hearing from the bona fide authorities. Then I can see. The child sees, oh, it's hot, because my mother said it's hot. Now he can see. On his own, he would have burned himself. So Vimudha, the big fools are proud that we just rely on, we go by objective, blah, 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 blah. What we can see only, empiric evidence. And speculation. So that's good within a certain limit. You know, I see that there's three apples there, and I can probably assume that all things being equal, there are three apples there. It's not that seeing is totally useless, but it's imperfect. When it comes to higher things, there's so many things we can't see. The scholar is so intelligent, we have to go by what we can see. Can we see your intelligence? Put it on a slide for me, okay? So I can inspect it under the microscope. Can't see the mind, can't see the intelligence, can't see the wind, can't see atomic radiation. So many things we can't see. And then the mind, even so, well, we can't see it, but we can infer it. We see these little dots, and we understand that by the pattern of these dots, there's atomic radiation, because blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's also a way of seeing, anuman. But then there are things that even that will not get you to.
Even materially, sometimes that misleads you. You think one thing, it's another thing. And spiritually, avamanasagochara, the personality of Godhead is beyond the mind. Vayuratapi manaso munipungamanam. The sages can travel at mental speed for millions of years and not get there, not get to the tip of the toe of Govinda. Therefore, one has to see by hearing. And here, Jambavan, he just saw by seeing. And all he heard was, ah! The nurse crying out, there's some strange guy here. And Kupitaha, he was angry, that didn't help. Even if you have good intelligence, when you're angry, what is that? Krodhad bhavati sammoha. When you're angry, then you get bewildered. People are angry at God. How are they going to... Can you prove to me that there's God? There couldn't be such a person as God, because otherwise my father wouldn't have died. Kama krodha parayana. When they're absorbed in lust and anger, what will they understand? Yesham tantagatam papa. What is that? Putamad pavamagata. What's the beginning? Vita raga paya krodha manmaya mamapashrita. Those who are freed from attachment and anger. Vita raga paya krodha manmaya mamapashrita. And who take shelter of Krishna, they can understand. The person who's just seeing everything by his mundane vision and on top of that is angry. Vimudha nana pashanti, he won't see. Pashanti gyana chakshasha. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? A quiet day on Munshi Mark.
Yeah, I had one question regarding just in what you said. The people who are actually kind of in a mood of kind of ignorance, while we are discussing with them about Krishna consciousness, or if they are asking some questions to us. So how
you're
we
sitting with people
them.
Who are ignorant of Krishna consciousness, and then what happens?
No, miss, how we should preach them? Let's say they are in
how
kind
should
of
we?
How, as it is said, no, Mudana, they will not be able to see.
Half speed will help me a lot.
Means how we can preach to people who are actually in a state of ignorance and are not willing to easily accept or things or easily.
How can we
preach to them?
How can we preach to people who are ignorant and give them a book? Topmost preaching method. Prabhupada said, what will your 3 minutes argument do? But if he takes a book, his whole life can change. And therefore, Prabhupada put so much emphasis on distributing these books. What was that story I heard? That's a long ago. Oh, this was told to me by one young man in Africa. I think it was Ghana. His family had a friend who was very literate. He liked to read. And so at some point, this close friend of the family gave the family like 2,000 books. Different books. Gave to this family. And this young boy, two titles attracted him. War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy and The Science of Self-Realization. So he sat down with War and Peace. And as he said, he couldn't get his head around it. You know, couldn't get into it. And then he put that aside and he picked up Science of Self-Realization. And it immediately clicked. And he just read the whole thing, you know, cover to cover without stopping, just went on and on reading and reading. And then he found out that there was a temple not very far away from where he lived, that in fact he was passing it on the way to his college. And then he came to the temple, and now he's an initiated devotee. Out of 2,000 books that some man had in his library. So that, you know, like they say, every grain of rice has someone's name written on it. The grain will find its way to the proper destination. The books also, they find their way to the right destination. Maybe he doesn't become a devotee. You preach to this man by giving him a book, but he's so impervious that it doesn't catch. But now he's become infected. You know, like a person who's got some virus and he doesn't show the symptoms, but the next person catches it from him. So the book doesn't do anything to him, but he passes it on to someone else, and that person becomes a devotee. So the books are very powerful. And the message of these books can travel far and wide with great potency. We have so many other things. All right, give him some prasadam. He can't get the philosophy. He's too dense. He's too sinful. Here, have a sandesh. And it will act. Gradually will act. We try in different ways. Hear the holy name. You're not interested in Krishna. No, I'm not interested in Krishna. Yay! He chanted Hare Krishna. That happened in Mahaprabhu's pastime, that some Nawab sent, some Muslim official sent someone to find out what's going on. This sadhu is in my kingdom and something's happening. People are jumping up and down and I'm hearing all sorts of reports and maybe some complaints. And is it a security threat? What's going on here? So the Nawab's guy came back and he said that, yeah, it's a sadhu and he gets together with everyone and he chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and all. Then everybody else starts chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and they all together they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they roll on the ground and jump and dance and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nawab said, I understand why they're chanting Hare Krishna, because they're Hindus, but you're a Muslim, why are you chanting Hare Krishna? I have one godbrother. Wherever he goes, he gets people to chant Hare Krishna. If he pays a toll, he says to the toll keeper, can you say Hare Krishna? He says, it's my job today to get everyone to say Hare Krishna. Can you say Hare Krishna? And lots of times the person will say Hare Krishna. You know, can you help me out? Could you say Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna. And even when it doesn't work, when the person won't chant Hare Krishna, still the devotee is happy because he knows that as he drives away, that toll keeper is thinking, he didn't get me to say Hare Krishna. Yes. Is that all right? Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the wonderful lecture. I have a question, say, the same question but framed in a different way. Say, in a family of four, three are worshipping Krishna, they are Krishna conscious, they do chant, they do go to temple, but one doesn't participate. They do see us chanting, they do see us worshipping Lord Krishna, but one family member doesn't participate or so often come to the temple despite our request. So my question is, Prabhuji, how do we best take the steps to bring that person into Krishna consciousness? What is the first step and the second and the third?
Three out of four family members are Krishna conscious. The fourth is a holdout. What's the best step? Well, that fourth family member is at high risk. We may just be patient. The three of us are carrying on. We're having a good time. We're enjoying. We're talking about Krishna. We're taking Krishna prasadam. We're singing and dancing. Well, the fourth person may gradually, okay, what's going on here? Pick it up. Depending, in different ways, we try to offer people the opportunity. They say you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So we can't force people. But we offer opportunities, as many as possible. So here's some prasadam. Here's chanting. Here's a festival. Here's a book. Here's an interesting article. Here's something on the internet. Here's something. Here's something I heard. One way or another way, we try to offer the people the opportunity. And then the rest is up to Krishna. The person may never come. Every individual has his own individual free will. Everyone else, you may have 9 people in the family and 8 become a devotee and 1 holds out forever, or seemingly forever. It's not finally within our hand. But at least we can offer people the opportunity to become Krishna conscious.
Prabhuji, I was thinking on these terms. Because we offer our bhoga to Krishna and then only we eat, I was thinking, you know, we because Krishna prasadam has got that strength.
Give them Krishna prasadam. Easiest thing.
To start. So
people who won't accept anything else can easily accept Krishna prasadam. So that you can certainly do. And Krishna prasadam has potency. They're taking that prasadam and one day...
If you allow me to ask a second question,
this is your pattern. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Now, a transcendentalist is above the fame and infamy, is above the good and evil.
Tullian and Dhatma Samstuti.
So my question is, why should he or she, the transcendentalist, be worried about infamy?
Why should the transcendentalist be worried about infamy? He may not be worried about infamy. There may be transcendentalists who just don't care. Let them say what they want. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. Words. But a transcendentalist who's preaching may care. Because his job is to bring people closer to Krishna by giving them Krishna's message. And if they think this person is this person is a that, this person's probably did this and probably did that, and we've heard that he may have, and there's suspicions that he, and there seems to be evidence that, and you know, all this fish, as Prabhupada called it, fish. If all this fish is going around, then it may impair people's ability to benefit by hearing the message that he's come to bring. So from that point of view, the transcendentalist may be protective of his reputation also. It should also be said that those who are fish men are not doing themselves a favor, because sooner or later it will catch up with them.
The last question. We the conditioned souls, Prabhuji, although we are in Krishna consciousness, but still we are subjected to these 3 modes of material nature, which constantly works on us, goodness, passion, ignorance. In this condition, in the practical life, the reality of the situation, we undergo many circumstances whereby we undergo many situations whereby we tend to get angry on certain situations which is not liked by us. Although we are Krishna conscious.
Therefore we should control our anger.
Kama krodhod
bhavam vegam sayukta sasuki naraha. A person who can, I mean, there's two things that work on us. Anger and lust. Conditioned souls all feel lusty desires and they all get angry. That's the nature of being a conditioned soul. Because we have this body, we feel lusty desires, and we feel anger, the urges of anger. Therefore, kama krodha udbhavam vegam. One has to control them. One has to tolerate them. All right, there's some lusty desire. What the hell? I don't have to, not because it's there, I have to focus on it. There's some inclination toward anger, not that I have to feed it. You feed it, it gets bigger. Lust and anger, the more you feed them, the more they grow. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami advises that one has to control. Vacho vegam, manasakro, vacho vegam. The tendency to gossip. Manasakrodha vegam, anger. Jiva vegam, udrapasta vegam, sex desire. Desire to eat more than we need, the desire to do so many things. These, they're like urges. The Rupa Goswami advises those urges should be controlled. Rasovarjam rasopyasya. Best control is to be always engaged in Krishna consciousness, then there's no room for it. Okay. That's your quota of three for one question. Okay. We have reached time, right? Time has come. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Prabhupada.